Today, voters in State House District 58 are choosing their party's candidates to replace Representative Mike Shanti. Polls are open until 7 p.m. in the district that takes in parts of West Tampa and Seminole Heights. Carlton Lofton wore a shirt and held a sign supporting Democrat Janet Cruz at the West Tampa Convention Center on Columbus Drive.
I think with her coming in there, we'll have another positive influence for our community and someone to help fight for us and create more job opportunities.
At the American Legion on North Florida Avenue, another Cruz supporter, Thomas Nixon, said that as of noon, there had only been a few voters coming to that precinct.
Oh, Janet Cruz, because for years in the community, as far as like West Tampa area and the district that she's in, she's been pretty much helping. I think she'll be a good candidate as far as representing the people, as far as District 58 in general.
Ellis Pujols wore his National Association of Letter Carriers union shirt and carried a sign for Janet Cruz at a precinct on North Rome Avenue.
Well, I know that a lot of big concerns are dealing with the middle class right now. And, of course, we're concerned with the house values that are going on right now. And there is a concern about taxes. So between those and employment, we think that she's got the right direction to move forward and for those issues.
Cruz is running for the Democratic nomination against Gilberto Sanchez and Pat Kemp. Calamano Crespo waved a Sanchez sign at West Tampa Motorists on Columbus Drive.
Because Mr. Sanchez has a good vision about the future in our community, and he has a good leader capacity. That one could be good not just for me. It's going to be better for everyone.
Pat Kemp had to take a leave of absence as chair of the Hillsborough County Democratic Party to run for the state House nomination. She's the wife of WMNF program director Randy Wynn. Unlike the other two Democrats, Kemp lived in the district when she filed to run. But she's also the only non-Latino in the race for the House district that, despite it being represented by Michael Shanti, is seen by some as a Latino district.
The kinds of issues that that the state legislature votes on affects us all, and I think it doesn't make a difference if you're, you know, my kids go to schools in this district. No one else has had children going through public schools in this district. But I think if your child has issues at school, if you can't get health care for your family, if you don't have a job, if you want to see clean water and clean air, these are things that cut across any kind of ethnic or other kinds of lines. Those are the kinds of things that I think people look for.
District 58 leans very heavily Democratic, and the winner of that primary is likely to take the general election on February 23rd. On the Republican side, the contest is between Hunter Chamberlain and the choice of voter Nelson Marrero, Jackie Rojas Quinones.
Oh, she's Spanish like me, you know, and I didn't have much to pick from, so only two, so.
Vita Anastasi wouldn't say which candidate she voted for in the Democratic primary, but the turnout appeared low.
Oh, well, it was great. I mean, there wasn't that very many people here. Where the heck are they? Where are the people that are supposed to vote? There was not many people. I was the only one there. And I'm surprised. I'm really, truly surprised. People aren't coming out to vote. How the heck do they expect our government to work if they don't come out and put their voice in?